Chaf Ches Nisan is the koyach of the entire month of Nisan. Nisan is Chodesh HaGeula. Nisan, every day of Nisan, we have much more anticipation and yearning for Geula. Every day of Nisan, we say, oh, today will be the day. Benisan Nigalu, Benisan Asidin Liyagoyal. Nisan has the koyach of Nes. Oh, Mashiach will come now. And if it didn't come in the beginning of the day, he could come this second. The koyach of Geula, the koyach of Nisan is stronger on this day. Not only the koyach of Geula, but our personal koyach, the koyach that every Yid has, that he could bring the Geula. It's not only something that we rely on Tzadikim and Nasi Yisrael and Gedolei HaDoros. It's our individual koyach. Every Yid has the koyach that he personally could go and bring Mashiach. We're expected to do it. It is our job. It is our mission. It's our inyan. And even if we have to only do the Makkah B'Patish, sometimes we think we have to do great big stuff, who knows what, in order to bring Mashiach, to bring a Shlemus to the entire Seder Ishtalshalus, to this world, to all the worlds, to the Kol HaBriya Kula, to Min HaDoimim HaTzemeach, V'Chayim HaDaber, everything will change when Mashiach comes. The fig will say Shabbos HaYoim. V'Nigla Kvod Hashem V'Ro Kol Basar Yachtav, all flesh will see Hashem. Something like that. I'm a simple individual. Who am I? I could bring Mashiach. I could make a change to the entire world, which is, of course, a very important lesson that we learn from this virus, how one virus, one small thing with some micro level so tiny that you can't even see it could change the entire world and paralyze the entire world. But when it comes to the Bias HaMashiach, it's not about those who started the Avodah, it's about those who finished the Avodah, the Makkah B'Patish. In Hilchos Shabbos, we know that the person who does the last finishes the job, the last strike on the hammer, the last blow, he's the one that kol ha-malach and dikur al-shmoy, the entire malach is based on him. The Gemara tells us, Masechta Sota is divided into 49 daf, which we learn every day of Svira, corresponds to a particular daf, the daf of today's Svira, Yom Yud Gimel Omer, talks about how a person does a mitzvah, and he doesn't finish the mitzvah. And then someone else goes and finishes the mitzvah. The person who finishes the mitzvah is considered as if he did the mitzvah. On one hand, the pasuk says, Moshe Rabbeinu, Atzmos Yosef, the bones of Yosef, the remains of Yosef were brought out of Mitzrayim from Moshe through Moshe, because the Yidim were busy with business. Hayam, they were busy with finding the gold and silver that when they came out of Mitzrayim by the Yamsuf, of course they didn't do that because they wanted gold and silver. It's a mitzvah of Hashem. They were very involved in elevating the sparks, the Nitzotus HaKdusha that are found in the business Hayam and the Kesef of Mitzrayim. But Moshe Chacham Lev, Yikach Mitzvahs, Chazal tell us, Moshe Chacham Lev, he seeks out mitzvahs. He went and he wanted to be involved in this mitzvah. So Atzmos Yosef, the pasuk says, that Moshe took out of Mitzrayim. But another pasuk says, Ashehelu B'nei Yisrael, because Moshe didn't finish the job, and Yidin finished the job. But Yidin weren't even involved in the beginning with it. It wasn't their shlichus, it wasn't their mission. But who did the job till the very, very end? Yidin, it's your mitzvah. Mitzad Echad, Mitzad Sheni, we find when it comes to the Arei Miklat, something in today's Rambam, the three prakim a day, the Rambam says that there's a halacha that the Arei Miklat, you need to have all six Arei Miklat in order for it to be effective. Every Arei Miklat, you can't have one Arei Miklat without the other. None of them really work unless you have all the Arei Miklat. And then the Rambam adds another point, that Moshe Rabbeinu Hoydianu informed us, in other words, in addition to the general halacha that all Arei Miklat need to work together, he told us that even the ones that are in Eivir HaYarden outside of Eretz Yisrael, the three Arei Miklat Neva Yarden work only together with the Arei HaMiklat, which are in Eretz Yisrael. And as explained in many places, that this is not just the pshah that is a din, you have to have all of them together. They're not even together Arei Miklat. The chiddush of Moshe Rabbeinu is that Eivir HaYarden is a tafel to Eretz Yisrael. The real Arei Miklat is in Eretz Yisrael, it's a city of refuge. You're doing an Arei Miklat in Eivir HaYarden as an extra bonus, it's a tafel. These Arei Miklat are not even called the Arei Miklat before we have the ones in Eretz Yisrael. Hoydianu Moshe Rabbeinu Zagdiraman, that they don't work. Not only they don't work, they don't even count as an Arei Miklat, even whether they're inactive, work operative or not operational. So why did Moshe Rabbeinu do it? Zog the Gemara, Rashi, Rambam, Midrashim. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Mitzvah Abo Eliyodi, I kaimenu, another Gersh Mitzvah, Eshesh Likaimen, I kaimenu, I have a mitzvah, I can do it, I'll do it. What mitzvah? It's not a mitzvah. You can't even do anything. It's not even the Arei Miklat. Why are you doing it? So what was Pshat in Moshe Rabbeinu? Oh, Ziyavdul Moshe Shalosh Arim, Nasin Libezek Rashi, he put his mind to it, I'll be separate three Arei Miklat. For what purpose? Then have zero meaning. We'll do the ones in Eretz Yisrael. Why are you doing these? They'll be done later. I want to do a mitzvah. But what kind of mitzvah is it? It doesn't even have any meaning. Either this was a hechsher mitzvah, hachana to a mitzvah, or the pshat is that after Yeshua will make the other ir miklat l'mafrei, this will turn into ir miklat, whatever the pshat is. Which is also a powerful lesson. I can't do the job, I can't finish it, you can do something. Moshe Rabbeinu teaches us, do something, do a hechsher mitzvah. At the same time, we're taught that even if the whole entire thing was done by the Chachmei Lev, the very, very last step that you do counts. That all the generations, for so many years since Bris Olam, Ruchei Shal Mashiach is here since Bris Olam, for 5,780 years, so much Aveda was done. Someone once stopped me and said, "Nu adachayzim leblinet nish gebring Mashiach, and a mendel kotzken nish gebring Mashiach, velichem nish bringin." I have the great tzaddikim didn't bring Mashiach. How can I bring him? Now, obviously, it is our job. Obviously, that means if Mashiach didn't come till now, what does that mean? He's not going to come, chas v'shalom. If we believe in Bias HaMashiach, that means he has to come. And if he has to come, he could come today, the same he could come tomorrow. And therefore, what does that mean? Yes, of course, we are kenatnas al gabi anok. We're like a midget on top of a giant. A midget on top of a giant sees way beyond what the giant sees, even though he's only a midget, the other one is a giant. Our avodah is after all the avodah that was done in the years till now. And therefore we could do the small makah bepatish, the small last step, and we could bring Mashiach for kol avodah shalifnezeh, which they couldn't do, and the mitzvah's named after us, which is a gevaldig geschus. When it comes to hakamas hamishkan, Moshe Rabbeinu could have done the mishkan all by himself. David HaMelech could have done the Beis HaMikdash by himself. But he left it for the gave geschus for the entire Klal Yisrael. The Rebbe once said that a Friediger Rebbe wrote a Sefer Toidel Kabbalah for the Mashiach, and he could have put it all on himself, and he wanted to be a Mazak Klal Yisrael. Of course, Mashiach could come through all the Doidish Shalifnas and Gedoyl Yisrael, but he wanted us to be the one that finished this job. When it came to the Mishkan was made in such a way that it had Yisedois. They had pegs that stuck in the Yerios into the floor. And that's why you needed Chachmei Lev to finish the job, to make sure. Gevaldig Adiyuk and the Rashi Parshas Vayakal. Rashi normally doesn't explain again the Mishkan and Parshas Vayakal after he explained it in Parshas Truma. But he goes out of his way to explain what the Yesedis are, to explain that even that this was a special, unique thing to make the Yesedis in such a way that the curtains won't only be shaking back and forth, but they have to be done to the very, very last detail. A true Chacham Lev make sure it finishes to the very, very end to make sure it stands strong. A Mishkan was made, everything was done. We just have to finish it off, the last touch. Don't think we expect of you to do Gedoilas v'Nefloyes. One more statement that Rambam says, one Maisa, one action, one speech, one thought could tip the scale and bring Mashiach. It is what we do that will really make the difference. Eina mitzvah nikras ela al-shem ha-goyim, only about the person who finishes the mitzvah and actually does it. Chevra, we have the koyach. Rabbi say, I'm talking to myself, I'm talking to everybody around me, and to everybody that hears this. We have the koyach, we have the mission, we were empowered, that means we could do it. If we think we can't do it, that means we don't trust the person that empowered, the individual that empowered us, and the Eibishter that empowered us. We have the koyach, we can bring Mashiach, but it only requires very small things. It requires our avodah. We already brought Mashiach. It's already here. It's in the ear. Our avodah is not lekabel pnei Mashiach, to welcome Mashiach, to greet Mashiach, to open our eyes and see Gula. We're not expecting a lot of us. It's not a lot. It's that recognition, that understanding, that appreciation, and have that effect everything that we do. If we have this new cook, this new look, we're assisted, we're guided, we're brought to the very end. Like it, everything in this world has changed in such a way. All we need to do is, today's day and age, a click of the button. Just one step. And today, it's not only a click, just put your finger on it. Everything has changed. The whole world has changed. Something that in the past, we need to have avodas perach, to do laundry, to do anything that we need, to have water. Today, it's just a small thing. Even remotely, it could be done. Today, the avodah for Mashiach is that last click, press submit. That click is our job. So the Eibush Tehelfen be matzlich in our mission. We will bring Mashiach. We'll make Mashiach a reality for the whole entire world. We'll bring Geula HaMitzvah Vashlem. Will be a true Geula, a complete Geula for the entire universe. And that will be taken from Yad Mamash Mitech Simcha V'Tuv Levav. It'll happen. It'll happen in our days. And we will be able to say, we did it. The job is ours. We will be matzliach. We did it. We brought the Geula for all the generations before. The very lowest madrega is Malchus. Malchus is the rock bottom. But Malchus is mushrish. Malchus, soif, maisa, machshava, tchila. The root of Malchus is higher than anything else. The ishpashut is higher than the Talmud Chachim, because he is willing to sacrifice himself. The regal holds up the entire body. The foot holds up the entire body. Yes, we are the regal. We are the ikvus of the Mashiach. We are the foot. We are Malchus. But the power of the regal is it gets the body going. The body can't do anything. It's paralyzed if it doesn't have the foot. We are the foot soldiers. We are the chayolim. We will the soldiers. We will bring Mashiach. Mashiach now.